If you have your Bibles, go to Book of John, Gospel according to John, chapter 14. Seven ways in which Christ is the way. Seven ways in which Christ is the way. We live in a society today that there's a religion for whatever you want. There's everything from atheism to devil worship to plant worship. If they ain't a religion for it, they'll make a religion for it. Jesus Christ says, I'm the way. I'm the way. In John chapter 14, it's a very familiar passage, but let me encourage you before you start reading John 14 to go back on chapter 13 and read just a little bit. Let's start in about verse 34. Starting about verse 34 of chapter 13. Says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, and that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Boy, that's missing today, ain't it?
Amen.
Help us, Lord, love one another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Remember what happened, Peter? Denied him. But you've got to, and I want to say something there. We give Peter a hard time there, but you've got to remember when they come to arrest Peter, Peter pulled out his sword. Took off one. He was willing to die, but Jesus told him, put it up. And at least Peter followed afore off the rest of the disciples forsook him. We have to be careful. If you'll get to the book of Corinthians, you'll find out in the books of Corinthians when the pressure come and the hard times begin to come and the church begin to come under persecution, a lot of the Christians left the church. But what did God tell them through Paul? Accept them back. Forgive them. Love them. That's hard to do. But when somebody fails, me and you and the church, we're to love them anyway. Let's go on. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And we all know that happened. Then we start chapter 14. And remember, Judas did not hear these words. Judas already went out to betray him. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Notice that now. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man cometh unto. Seven ways in which Christ is the way. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us now, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd just use us for your glory. I don't believe it'll be a long message, Lord, but I believe it'll be an important message. Lord, have your way, because you are the way. You're the one that can save us. You're the one that can take us to heaven. You're the one that can get us through everything that's going on now. Lord, it ain't the president, it ain't the government, it ain't Social Security, Lord. We thank you, dear God, that you're still on the throne. And you provide our needs, and we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. First thing, Jesus says, I am the way to the pardon. I am the way to pardon. People try to cover their sins. We know that all the way from Adam and Eve. In Acts 10 and 43, it says, to him gave all the prophets witness through him, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him should receive remission of sins. This is a pardon. You know, when the president, when they get ready to go out of office, they pardon a lot of people. I thank God the pardon that I got didn't come from the president. It didn't come from the governor. It come from the Lord Jesus Christ. He pardoned me from past, present, and future sin. Don't get me wrong. I can't go out and do whatever I want to do. If I can and don't get chastised by it, then I'm not a child of God. But he pardoned me. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Pardon lets us go. Pardon clears us. Every one of us in here was guilty. I'm looking at this precious thing right here. Small, but she's still guilty. But because of her age accountability, we know where she'd go if something happened. We know that. But she was born guilty, just like every one of us. I guarantee you it didn't take her long to learn. If I cry, somebody will come. I guarantee it didn't take her long to say, mine, mine, me. We're all selfish. Some of us don't outgrow that. Thank God for his pardon. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. Lord, help us. Thank you, Lord. And then I think this is a biggie. After the pardon, he says, I'm the way to peace. I think most people today is lacking peace. Watch the news. See all the riots. See all the guns. And don't get me wrong, you know I believe in carrying guns. But look at all the innocent kids that's getting killed by guns. There's a 5-year-old killed other night. 5 years old. Can you imagine? No peace. They're trying to find peace. How did me and you try to find peace? I tried it through alcohol. I thought that'd bring me peace. Boy, I had a good time till the next morning. Then I woke up broke. Not knowing what I've done. Sometimes my car tore up. And then, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1-3 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of glory of God. Don't the Bible teach we can have peace beyond understanding? I can't explain how we can lose a loved one and God still give us the peace that we need to get through that situation. How you can lose a child. I hope and pray I never experience this. And you've heard me say I've never had to do a small child's funeral. I hope I don't. Even though you know where that small child's at, how do you try? I mean, I know that he's the comforter and he can comfort them. But what are you supposed to say? I don't care if they're 42, 44 years old and something happened to them. That's still your baby. Sometimes you don't think of the caregiver when a person's going through the cancer, going through the treatment. You don't think of the person that's right now having to drop them off at the hospital and say, honey, I'll see you when you get out. Peace. How can you have peace when you lose a child? I'm looking at Dennis and I'm looking at Ruth. I'm thinking of Miss Blanche. I can't explain that. But how can me and you have peace when the whole world seems like it's going to chaos? You go buy a roll of paper, or a roll of toilet paper, and it's doubled in the last 6 months in price. You go to buy beef, and it's like 42% more than it was 6 months ago. But yet, You got peace. Only God can give you that through Jesus Christ. I can't explain that. And the Holy Ghost will point you to Jesus every time. But then, the next one's a biggie. Well, all of them's biggie. He says, I'm the way to holiness. Me and you cannot be holy without Jesus. Holiness means spiritual cleanliness, purity, and sanctification of the soul. You cannot be holy apart from Jesus Christ. Titus 2:14, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from the iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Only through Jesus can we be holy. God says, be you holy, for I'm holy. What happened to Israel? Think back now, it's our for our learning. Every time God would bless them, and then they'd back up from God. God would bless them, and they backed up from God. Friday was September the 11th. Well, I want you to forget September the 11th a minute and go to September the 12th. What happened? Our country was united. Our country was joined arms, even the Democrats and Republicans on the sidewalk or on the steps at the White House and at the Congress and all that, joined arms, saying, God bless America, and praying and all this. Within 2 weeks, that's just back where they're at. Today, we're changing the history books. When I took world history, we studied about Jesus Christ. Amen. I wonder if that's still in the Bible, or still in the world history book today. Lord help. They can take it out of the history books, but they can't change the facts of what happened. But He's our way of holiness. How many of you, and you don't have to answer this, I'll answer it for us. I turned over a leaf all the time. Boy, I ain't doing that no more. I'm quitting that. Turn around, bam, 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 do the same exact thing. Couldn't be holy. Well, I'm going to go to church. I'll become good. I'd go to church once or twice. I'd put on a tie. Didn't make me good. Didn't make me holy. Don't get me wrong. I'm still yet nothing but a sinner saved by grace. But I thank God now when I do something wrong, there's something that bothers me, and I know that I need to get it out because the relationship between me and God, it's called holiness. It ain't that I'm holy. It's because He that lives in me is holy. Greater is He that lives in you than he that lives in the world. He is holy. Amen. This flesh loves sin. And there's not a one of us in this room above sin. When you start thinking you're above sin, you're in trouble. Do you know what? And I'm getting on my night's message. But you know why most of us can't win nobody to the Lord? Because we think we're so much better than they are. And you know what? You're not no better than they are. It's by God's grace, and I'm not laying in the sidewalk with a needle in my arm or a bottle in my hand. It's by God's grace. Holiness. Only through Jesus. And then happiness. Have you ever thought about that? The strength and the happiness of man consistent in finding out the way of God is going and doing what God has you to do. Then you can become happy. Have you ever been in a relationship and you know it was bad? You wasn't happy. When you're running with the devil, oh, you might think you have some good times. But you're not happy. You've got no peace. You're not happy. You get up the next morning, you say, boy, didn't we have fun last night? I think we did. Because you don't know. What did I do? You say, preacher, you mean that was you? I had a problem with that bottle. I had a problem. I thought I was happy. You know what makes me happy now? Reading my Bible, coming to church, sitting at home with my wife makes me happy. Talking about the Lord. You say, you mean you and your wife always gets along? No. I'm always nice and sweet and lovable. Sometimes she's ill. And you believe that, right? No, I get up some mornings, I'm so cotton picking ill, I can't stand myself. And we all do that. But I enjoy sitting around talking about the Bible, listening to gospel music, or just sitting there. Sometimes we don't say a word. But preacher, that's boring. Awful happiness to me. Peace. Or I'm happy when I'm in church. I love to hear preaching. I love to preach. I've tried to explain this to you before. When I'm preaching, most of the time I don't hurt. Now when I finish preaching, I pay for it. But it makes me happy to study for a message. It makes me happy to be able to come to church and see my brothers and sisters in Christ. It makes me happy and rejoice when I hear somebody got born again. You know, I heard a song yesterday and I was telling Angie about this. Said, when I got saved, it didn't make the local paper, but it made rejoicing in heaven. Amen. Think about that. Didn't make the local paper. Probably your family even laughed a little bit. Wonder how long that'll last. But in heaven, there is rejoicing in presence of angels. I'd rather make news in heaven as I had make the local paper. Some churches, some organizations, that's all they're worried about is getting their name on the news or get their name into a local paper. Oh, this church helped this family. It got burned out. They give them this much money. I'm glad they could. But why post it? Why not let it be done in secret that God can get honor and glory out of it? You're happy with see God bless somebody else. Well, they can't be preaching the word. God wouldn't bless their church like that. Have you heard that? You know what? Thank God He's blessing their church. Maybe they're being more faithful. Maybe they're being more sincere. Be happy for them. See somebody with a new car. Wonder how they got that. Be happy that they got the payments and you hadn't. He says, I'm the way to heaven. Jesus Christ has given us the Bible as a guidebook, showing that He Himself is the way to heaven. Not one of many ways, He is the way. Hebrews 10:19. Listen to this now. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiness, which is heaven, by the blood of Jesus. That's how we can enter heaven. Without the blood of Jesus, you're going to hell. I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you put every paycheck you make in this offering plate. I don't care if you give me every paycheck you got. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Without salvation. You know, I try to tell marriage, when I'm performing a marriage, I try to tell them that it takes three people to make a marriage work. The first person's got to be the Lord Jesus Christ. If He ain't the center of your marriage, if He ain't the most important thing, your marriage is going to have trouble. And we all know it takes the other two working together. And even with the Lord in the center, that don't mean your marriage is going to have no trouble, no problems, because we're all in His flesh. I've heard people, me and my wife's never argued. Do you live in the same house? Do you live in the same house? I don't believe it. Jesus is the way to heaven. Why belong to this church? And my favorite one, I've been baptized. I'm glad. Are you saved? Are you saved? You can be baptized in every mud hole from here to the Mississippi River and die and go to hell. Baptism just shows the world that you died to self, rose to Christ. Lord, people say, well, I want my sins to wash downstream. The water ain't got nothing to do. The baptism ain't got nothing to do with your sins. The blood of Jesus Christ is what washes away their sins. The blood in the water flowed from His side. Whew. I'm the way to heaven, is what He said. Not one of the ways. Scientologists today will have you to believe that we're developed, we're getting better and better. We're going to go to heaven. We're going to be gods. There are other religions believe you can go through this, you can go through. There's even a poster out that says we need to accept all religions because they all lead to heaven. That's a lie out of hell. Preacher, you're dogmatic. Maybe I am. But Jesus Christ Himself said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, help us. When we get to the point that we don't uplift Jesus Christ, we need to close these doors. We may as well make a bar out of the place or a country club, because Jesus Christ is the only way. He says, I'm the way. I'm the way to heaven. I'm the way to pardon. I'm the way to peace. I'm the way to holiness. I'm the way to be happy. He's the way. Then He's the way to God. The Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, in order that He might bring us to God. Did you get that? He died one time. And I told you about the sign. It said, let Jesus come back, we'll kill Him again. No, they won't. And if you notice something, the whole time that they was beating Jesus, spitting on Him, pulling His beard out, He could not die. Did you hear me? He could not die. The only way He could die is when He took mine and your sin upon Him. Thank you, Lord. When He took our sin upon Him, God made it dark for 3 hours. Then He chose the time. He said, it is finished. Amen. And He gave up the ghost. When He took mine and your sin upon Him, what's the payment of sin? Death. He was sinless until then, just to bring me and you to God. I'm glad. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with sharing prayer requests. Thank God we can pray for Miss Ruth's son. Thank God we can see the miracles of God. Thank God we can pray for each other and we can see God at work. But ain't you glad that you don't have to come and pay me so much money or do this or do that for me to pray for you? Amen. Or you can pray for yourself. Amen. He made a way for us to get to God. Hallelujah. When that veil was rent from top to bottom, that meant that me and you can go in the holies of holies. And that's where God's at. People, I wish I could tell you every time I pray, I get in there. I don't. But you know it when you do. Sometimes when you get in there, all you can do is blow snot and cry and can't say nothing. But you know you've been in the throne room of God. Aren't you glad you don't have to? Oh, please pray for me. Please pray for me. And then we can do that. But ain't you glad you can pray for yourself? You know, it used to bother me, and I learned I was wrong. When people come up and you know they're living like hell, they'd say, "Preacher, pray for me." What I want to say is, get right with God and you can pray for yourself. But you know what? That's an honor. When they see something in you that they know you can get in touch with God. That's an honor. Don't let them down. But take the opportunity and tell them how they can pray for themselves. Get right with God. Accept Jesus Christ. Don't put them down. We'll get into that tonight. Because me and you was in the same boat. Well, preacher, I got saved young. I didn't do nothing wrong. Yeah, you did. You was on your way to hell just like I was. Lord, help us. He is what brings us to God. Men, I'm talking to you now, not the women. You know when your relationship with your wife's broke, don't you? I mean, you know it. She don't have to say nothing. She brings you a bologna sandwich and it's crooked and it might have a dot of mustard on it. Might. Throws it down at you. Yours does it too. Either that or the cabinet doors start going bam, bam, bam. You know that you've done something to break that fellowship. And most of the time you don't even know what you've done. But you've done something. And it ain't peaceful in your home till that fellowship's back right. And then you get that bologna sandwich and it's got mustard on one side, mayonnaise on the other. And maybe even a slice of tomato on it. And it's just right. You know there's peace in the home again. And she don't throw it at you. She, "Here, dear." Well, I've got news for you. When our fellowship's broke with God, we're in a whole lot worse shape than we are to get a bologna sandwich that's just thrown together. Because we're talking about the one that created the world. And you broke the fellowship with Him. What about when Peter had stepped off that boat and started walking on the water? Then got his eyes off of Jesus. What was his prayer? "Lord, save me." And immediately the Lord stuck out His hand.
Man.
What about me and you had to confess all these things before God would hear us? What about it? We give Peter a hard time because he started sinking. If I read my Bible right, there's 11 others still in the boat. They didn't step off. Lord, help us. He's the way to God. And then finally, I believe Jesus could say this. "I'm the way to all the blessings of grace on earth and all the glories of heaven." Paul said in Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." I'm going to ask the stupid question, I guess. Remember a while ago when I was talking about vote and I said I like to complain? Well, most of us do. When was the last time we counted our blessings? When was the last time you opened your cabinets and saw food in there? Opened your refrigerator and saw food in there. Opened your freezer. And that's just the eating blessings. How many of you got up this morning and made it to church? How many blessings? Sometimes we get so busy griping about what we hadn't got, what we're going through, that we forget to look just how good God's been to us. Blessings through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ we can go to heaven. But we don't have to start, wait till then to be happy. You know, one of the worst things I think we'll ever see, I'm a Christian. How you doing? I barely make it, boy. You know what I think I'm going to start doing? When somebody asks me how I am, I'm just going to say I'm saved. I'm saved. Because most people don't really want to know how you are anyway. They're just being polite. Lord, help us. Realize that Jesus Christ is the way. And that's mine and your job as Christians, to go out into a lost and dying world and tell them Jesus Christ is the way. It's our job in the church to present Jesus as the way. Well, I belong to Gospel Way Baptist Church. That's good. I'm glad you do. But are you saved? Have you went to Jesus? Well, I've done this. I ain't worried about what you've done. Are you saved? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Well, preacher, I come to church every time the doors are open. Are you saved? Have you accepted the way? Who is Jesus? He is the way. And He'll not cast a one of us away. If you're here lost today, amen. He will not cast you away. He will accept you. All you've got to do is come to Him. Admit you're a sinner. Believe in Him. And confess. And He'll save you. And mean it. You've got to mean it. Oh, you can come up here and cry and cry and cry. If you don't mean it, you'll leave here just as lost as you was. And I'm going to say one other thing as Rachel comes to the piano. If somebody comes to you, and I don't care if you're a preacher, just a preacher, I'm not sure about my salvation. Don't you tell them, oh, you're all right. You go through the plan of salvation with them. Because you don't know they're all right. There are a lot of good people in hell, what we consider good people. The Bible says there's none good. And I wonder how many people talk, oh, you're all right, you did this, you didn't know. Have you accepted Jesus Christ? He's the way. You know who I want to talk to when I get there? And this may sound funny to some of you. Yeah, I won't talk to Peter. I won't talk to Mama, Daddy, my brother. I won't talk to all that. But the one I won't talk, to that thief on the cross. I want to talk to him. He never went to church. He never paid his tithes. He never was baptized. But that day, Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. I won't talk to him. I want to see just what he saw. Remember, they saw the same thing. One accepted, one didn't. I just want to talk to him. What it was like to look over and see the Son of God dying for him. Well, spiritually, I can look there and see Jesus dying for me. I ain't never seen him. But one of these days I will, as Rachel plays.